Yeah, so we're in the book of Acts, chapter 7, and this is a long chapter, I know. We'll go through the whole chapter.
I will keep
mostly through the basic structure. And at some places I will jump out and make some remarks. But what's the context that we are in? Now, last week we ended with looking at Stephen. Yeah, who was filled with the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Yeah, he was disputing with the religious elites.
با مذهبیون اون زمان صحبت کرد.
And the elite was losing the arguments with Stephen.
مذهبیان اون زمان بحثشون رو با استفان
They could not win the conversation.
نتونستن پیروز بشن.
So as a result, they were angry.
در نتیجه عصبانی شدن که باختن.
They tried to arrange false witnesses to accuse him. شاهدای
دروغی پیدا کردن که بهش تهمت بزنن.
He was taken captive.
زندانی فرستادنش.
And they're basically now giving him a chance to start responding to all their accusations.
و الان بهش این شانس رو دادن که جواب بده به همه تهمت‌ها.
Verse 1.
آیه 1.
Then said the high priest, are these things so?
آنگاه کاهن اعظم گفت آیا این امور چنین است؟
Yeah, so here now we get the response of Stephen.
اینجا جواب استفان رو می‌شنویم.
And as we'll see, he starts out with giving an whole history.
که شروع میکنه تاریخ رو اعلام
But
کردن.
That's not a random history.
نه هر تاریخی yeah. هر اتفاقی که افتاده.
As we'll see, there's some purpose in and why he brings these things up.
که چرا از گذشته داره.
And he starts out with Abraham.
از ابراهیم شروع میکنه.
Read verses 2 till 5.
Five.
And he said, Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and come unto the land which I shall shew thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Haran. And from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land, wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on, yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child.
او گفت ای برادران و پدران گوش دهید خدای پرجلال بر پدر ما ابراهیم ظاهر شد وقتی که در بین النهرین بود قبل از توقفش در حران و بدو گفت از وطن خود و خیشانت بیرون آمده به زمینی که تو را نشان دهم برو پس از دیار کلدانیان روانه شده در حران درنگ نمود و بعد از وفات پدرش او را کوش داد به سوی این سرزمین که شما الان در آن ساکن می باشید و او را در این زمین میراثی حتی به قدر جای پای خود نداد اما وعده داد که آن را به وی و بعد از او به نسلش به ملکیت دهد هنگامی که هنوز اولادی ندارد.
Yeah, so he's giving those religious leaders. He's giving basically their history. Their origins.
The fact
that they're now a nation, that they have this temple, that they are spiritual leaders. He's pointing out their history. Yeah, and it starts out with Abraham basically obeying God to go to this land that God had promised him. Read verse 6. And God spake on this wise that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil for 400 years.
و خدا گفت که نسل تو در ملک بیگانه قریب خواهد بود و مدت 400 سالشان را به بندگی کشیده و بدرفتاری خواهند کرد.
I think I heard a bell. Can somebody open?
It's open.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there are people that want to argue that the Israelites were less than that amount of time in Egypt. Actually, often if you find timelines, they will say something like, oh, they were there 210 years. Now, the reason they want to make this period shorter than the actual period is because they have this idea
چون دیدگاهشون اینه که
that history should be divided up in 7000 years
که تاریخ باید 7000 سال تموم بشه
and that at 6000 years
سر 6000 سال
yeah Jesus comes back
عیسی مسیح برمیگرده
and then we have the millennium reign another 1000 years
سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح خواهد بود
oh wait 6 days do we work and one day do we rest
6 روز کار میکنیم یه روز استراحت 6000 سال
that sounds all nice
به نظر زیبا میاد
but it doesn't line up with the Bible
اما کتاب مقدس این حرفو نمیزنه
Go for a moment to Exodus 12:40.
خروج 4
Exodus 12:40. Now, the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years.
Exodus
440?
Exodus 12 verse 40.
That was da ayah 40 bebasht.
اگر شمار افراد خانواری برای یک بره کم باشد، بره را با همسایه مجاور خود قسمت کند و تعداد افراد را در نظر بگیرد. بر حسب مقداری که هر کس می‌خورد، باید بره را حساب کند.
Yeah, so we see here that 430 years are being mentioned
in regards
to the children of Israel, Egypt.
Now,
some will say, oh, but this is not about the time they stayed in Egypt. This is about the time they were traveling. Now, Stefan here basically puts this to bed. Yeah, he's filled with the Holy Spirit. And he says they were badly treated in Egypt for 400 years. Yeah, it is that they 30 years they lived in peace.
30 سال در آرامش
then,
زندگی کردن.
Then the leader Pharaoh changed.
بعد فرعون عوض شد.
Yeah, a leader that did not know Joseph.
کسی که یوسف دیگه نخست وزیر نبود.
And they start to be oppressed.
و بعد قوم یهود شروع کرد به سختی کشیدن.
Read for 7. And a nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place.
و خدا گفت من بر آن ملتی که ایشان را به بردگی میکشند داوری خواهم نمود و بعد از آن بیرون آمده در این مکان مرا عبادت خواهند
نمود. Of course, this refers to the story that God let them out of Egypt.
خداوند اونها را از مصر بیرون کرد.
Yeah, this is with Moses, and we will see something more about that in a moment. The 10 plagues.
To
go to the promised land. That God had promised Abraham and his seed. Verse 8. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him the 8th day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. Yeah, so here you take a little step back again.
Now
talking about the covenant that God had made with Abraham. And we had the sign of the covenant, the circumcision of all males.
They
mentioned that Abraham did have a son, Isaac. And Isaac had his own son again. Actually, he had sons, but the one where it's about here is Jacob. And of course, we know that Jacob later on received a new name from God. And what was that name?
نامش چی بود؟
Israel, yes. Yeah, and of course Jacob had 12 sons.
یعقوب 12 تا پسر داشت.
And these 12 sons were basically the fathers of the tribes of Israel.
پدرهای نسل 12 نسل اسرائیل.
Yeah. Now Stefan is starting to set up an argument that eventually
become clear. Yeah,
the religious leaders are just listening. They've not heard anything they disagree with yet. They're just hearing what they understand is true. Read verse 9. And the patriarchs moved with envy and Joseph sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. Now go to Genesis 37.
پیدایش 37 رو باز کنیم.
Because I want you to see why they did that.
ببینید چرا حسادت بردن.
Yeah, of course this was common knowledge to them.
همه اونا میدونستن که یوسف
Genesis 37 verses 6 to 8.
پیدایش 37 6 تا 8.
And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream was which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words.
او به برادرانش گفت به خوابی که دیدم گوش فرا کنید اینک ما در مزرعه بافه ها میبستیم که ناگاه بافه من برپا شده بیستاد و بافه های شما بر بافه های من گرد آمده در برابر آن تعظیم کردند برادرانش گفتند آیا براستی بر ما پادشاهی خواهد کرد و آیا حقیقتا بر ما فرمان خواهی راند پس به سبب خواب ها و سخنانش از او بیشتر نفرت داشت
Yeah, and this is Joseph had that dream.
Yaqub in khab ro did.
And the issue they had with Joseph was that he would say he would rule over them.
Yeah.
But then he got another dream. Read the next couple of verses, 9 to 11.
And
he dreamt yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamt a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamt? Shall I and the mother and the brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father observed the saying.
آنگاه یوسف خوابی دیگر دید و آن را برای برادرانش بازگو کرده گفت اینک خوابی دیگر دیدم. آن خورشید و ماه و 11 ستاره در برابر من تعظیم می کردند. اما چون آن را برای پدر و برای برادران خود باز گفت پدرش او را توبیخ کرد و گفت این چه خوابی است دیده ای؟ آیا براستی مادرت و من و برادرانت آمده در برابرت تعظیم خواهیم کرد و برادرانش بر او حسد ورزیدند ولی پدرش آن امر را به خاطر سپرد
Yeah, so what drove them to hate their brother and eventually sell Joseph into slavery? That is because they would he would reign over them.
Yeah,
that's
what
he was saying in his dreams. Now, what happened? Read the next verses in Acts 7, 10 to 15. Talking about Joseph. And delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. Then said Joseph, and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 70 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and our fathers.
و او را از تمامی رنج‌هایش رهانید در حضور فرعون پادشاه مصر لطف و حکمت عطا فرمود تا او را بر مصر و خاندان و تمام خاندان خود فرمانروا ساخت پس قحطی و مصیبتی عظیم بر همه سرزمین مصر و کنعان رخ نموده به حدی که پدران ما خوراک نیافتند اما چون یعقوب شنید که در مصر قله یافت می شود بار اول پدران ما را فرستاد و در مرتبه دوم یوسف خود را به برادران خود شناسانی و خانواده یوسف به فرعون شناسانده شدند پس یوسف فرستاده پدر خود یعقوب به همه خویشاوندانش را که 75 نفر بودند طلبید پس یعقوب به مصر فرود آمده او و پدران ما وفات یافتند
Yeah, so what happened? Now those dreams turned out to be from God.
Now,
God was with Joseph.
And
of course we know he became the second in command in the nation of Egypt. And he did, and his brothers did bow down for him.
سجده زدن جلوش.
Yeah, so Joseph was cast out by his own family.
یوسف خانواده‌اش بیرونش کردن.
Yeah. And he ended up ruling over them
as
the ruler of Egypt.
Yeah, and
there's no coincidence that this example is being brought up because,
as we'll see, this happened to somebody else as well.
Now, go back to Acts 7 and read 16 till 21. And we're carried over into Shechem. And let in the sepulchre that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Emer, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, to the end they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son.
و ایشان را به شکیم برده در مقبری که ابراهیم از پسران امور پدر شکیم به مبلغی خریده بود دفن کردند. و چون زمان وعده‌ای که خدا با ابراهیم قسم خورده بود نزدیک شد، قوم در مصر رشد کرده زیاد می گشتند تا وقتی که پادشاهی دیگر که یوسف را نمی شناخت برخاست. او با قوم ما به حیله رفتار نموده و بر پدران ما بدی کرد تا نوزادان خود را بیرون انداختند تا زنده نمانند. در آن وقت موسی تولد یافت و بسیار زیبا بوده، مدت 3 ماه در خانه پدر خود پرورش یافت و چون او را بیرون افکندند، دختر فرعون او را برداشته برای خود به فرزندی تربیت نمود.
Yeah, so what I just said in regards to Egypt in the beginning, they were okay, and then they were becoming slaves. This is what we see here, and then at the end of this period, it says that Moses was born. But it is interesting the way this is phrased, because it says Moses was cast out. Of course, when we read the story, we don't think about that because it's a mother that tries to save his life.
Yeah,
and of course, he puts him in a basket. He puts him in a basket.
Yeah.
And of course, the daughter of the Pharaoh finds Moses. And takes Moses as her own son.
و موسا رو به عنوان پسر خودش قبول میکنه.
Yeah, but it's interesting that Moses was cast out by his own people.
و بعدش میشنویم که موسا خود قوم خودش در حقیقت ردش.
Read verses 22 to 28.
یعنی مادر خودش او رو بیرون کرده بود. اول
22 to 28.
22 تا 28.
And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood that God by his hand would deliver them. But they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do you wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me, as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday?
و موسا در تمامی حکمت اهل مصر تربیت یافته در گفتار و کردار توانا گشت. چون 40 سال از عمر وی سپری گشت، به خاطرش رسید که از برادران خود خاندان اسرائیل دیدن نماید. و چون یکی را مظلوم دید، او را حمایت نمود و انتقام آن عاجز را کشیده آن مصری را بکشت. پس گمان برد که برادرانش خواهند فهمید که خدا به دست او ایشان را نجات خواهد داد، اما نفهمیدند. و در فردای آن روز خود را به 2 نفر از ایشان که منازعه می نمودند ظاهر کرد و خواست ما بین ایشان آشتی دهد. پس گفت ای مردان، شما برادر می باشید، به یکدیگر چرا ظلم می کنید؟ آنگاه آن که بر همسایه خود ظلم می کرد او را رد کرده گفت، چه کسی تو را بر ما حاکم و داور ساخت؟ آیا می خواهی مرا بکشی چنان که آن مصری را دیروز کشتی؟
Yeah, so Moses was raised as an Egyptian.
Musa به عنوان یک مصری.
Yeah, now he's 40 years old.
الان 40 سال.
But he also knows where he came from. He's not from Egypt.
میدونه که مصری نیست و اهل جای دیگه.
He is a descendant of Abraham.
میدونسته که از نسل ابراهیمه.
Yeah, of course by now they have become a nation in the sense of size.
حالا به اندازه یه ملت توی مصر داشتن کار میکردن.
Which was one of the reasons they were in Egypt.
برای همینم در مصر.
To grow from one family to a nation.
از یک خانواده به یک نسل تبدیل شدن.
And we see here that one day there's a conflict.
یه روزی بحثی به وجود میاد.
Yeah, first he resolves it and he kills an Egyptian.
بعد اول مشکل رو حل میکنه و یه مصری رو سر بحث و جدل میکشه.
Yeah, then the next day there's another conflict, but now between two of his own people.
به اختلاف بین دو تا یهودیه قوم خودشه.
Yeah, he tries to resolve it.
سعی میکنه
حلش کنه. Now what do they say?
اونا چی میگن؟
Who made you a ruler and judge over us?
کی تو رو برای ما حاکم و داور ساخت؟
Yeah, sounds familiar.
به نظرتون راحت جالب ساده میاد.
Yeah. Now what happens?
درست قبلا اینو نشنیده بودیم.
Read verses 29 and 34. Then fled Moses at this saying and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt.
پس موسی از این سخن فرار کرده در زمین مدیان قربت اختیار کرد و در آنجا دو پسر آورد و چون 40 سال گذشت در بیابان کوه سینا فرشته خداوند در شعله آتش از بوته به وی ظاهر شد موسی چون این را دید از آن منظره در حیرت شد و چون نزدیک می آمد تا نظر کند خداوند خطاب از خداوند به وی رسید که من هستم خدای پدرانت خدای ابراهیم و خدای اسحاق و خدای یعقوب آنگاه موسی به لرزه در آمده جرأت نکرد که نظر کند. خداوند به وی گفت کفش از پاهایت بیرون کن. زیرا جایی که در آن ایستاده ای زمین مقدس است. همانا مشقت قوم خود را که در مصر دیدم و ناله ایشان را شنیدم و برای رهانیدن ایشان نزول فرمودم. اکنون بیا تا تو را به مصر فرستم.
Yeah, so after the conflict, yeah, he figured out that it was known that he had killed the Egyptian, and he had fled. And then 40 years later, so he's 80 years old by now. Now he's 80 years old. Yeah, basically God sends him back to Egypt in order to deliver the people of God. Read verse 35 and 36. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge, the same that God sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he had shewed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years.
خدا حاکم و نجات دهنده مقدر فرموده به دست فرشته ای که در بوته بر وی داور شد فرستاد او با معجزات و آیاتی که مدت 40 سال در زمین مصر و دریای سرخ و صحرا به ظهور می آورد ایشان را بیرون آورد این همان موسی است که به بنی اسرائیل گفت خداوند خدای شما پیامبری را مثل من از میان برادران شما برای شما معبوس خواهد کرد سخن او را بشنوید همین است آن که در جماعت در صحرا با آن فرشته‌ای که در کوه سینا به دو سخن میگفت و با پدران ما بود آن که کلمات زنده را دریافت کرد تا به ما برساند
Yeah, notice the emphasis on the fact that they refused Moses as the ruler.
موسی را به عنوان رهبر رد
And here it says, hey, Moses was made a ruler and judge over them.
موسی شد رهبر و داور روی اونها.
God used Moses to deliver them.
از موسی استفاده کرد.
Yeah, you rejected him.
شما ردش کردید.
But God says, I made him a ruler.
اما من اونها رو رهبر و مسئول کردم، رهبر کردم.
Yeah, very similar to what happened to Joseph we read about.
بعد از اتفاقی که برای یوسف افتاد.
You rejected Joseph. But then I made him a ruler and judge. Read verse 37 of Acts 7. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear.
This is the Moses which said to Israel, خداوند خدای شما پیامبری را مثل من از میان برادران شما برای شما مبعوث خواهد کرد. سخن او را بشنوید.
Yeah, so everything that is that Stephen is saying here, they have no problem with. Yeah, there's nothing they're disagreeing. This is their history. And they were very proud. Yeah, that they were descendants of Abraham.
Yeah, John
8:39. Yeah, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, If you're Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham.
در جواب او گفتند که پدر ما ابراهیم است. عیسی به ایشان گفت اگر اولاد ابراهیم بودید اعمال ابراهیم را به جا می آورد.
So they're very quick to mention that they are descendants from Abraham.
Yeah?
The exact history that Stephen is actually telling them.
Yeah? Yeah?
You are in the line of this Joseph. You're in the line of the Moses. Yeah? And you have cast them both out. Yeah, but they don't understand what's going to come now. Yeah? And the most of we are so proud of. This is what he said.
Yeah?
A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear.
خداوند خدای شما پیامبری را مثل من از میان برادران شما برای شما مبعوث خواهد کرد سخن او را بشنوید.
Yeah, and you don't have to go there, but this is a quote from Deuteronomy 18 verse 15.
18 آیه 5 حرف موسی.
And these religious people would know this verse. The religious people would know this verse. They knew what Stephen was referring to. Yeah. Read verse 38 of Acts 7. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us.
همین است آن که در جماعت در صحرا با آن فرشته‌ای که در کوه سینا بدو سخن میگفت و با پدران ما بود. آن که کلمات زنده را دریافت کرد تا ما برساند.
So Moses was in the church in the wilderness. Yeah, it's used as klisa also in the term church means assembly. That's why in the Old Testament there was a church. It was the congregation of Israel. Yeah, and they received the lively oracles. They received the law. Read 39 to 41. To whom our fathers would not obey, but trust him from them. And in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, Make us gods to go before us, for as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands.
که در پیش ما بروند زیرا این موسی که ما را از زمین مصر برآورد نمیدانیم چه بر سر او آمده است. پس در آن ایام گوساله ای ساختند و بدان بت قربانی تقدیم کرده به مصنوع دستهای خود شادی کردند.
Yeah, so Stephen is pointing out You did not listen. You did not hear what Moses had to say. You disobeyed the law that God had given you. Yeah, and of course, they ended up worshiping a calf that they had made themselves. Read again, 42. Then God turned and gave them up to the worship to the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Read also verse 43. Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Ramphan figures, which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Now, as a result of disobeying God, rejecting God's appointed ruler, of course, they spent 40 years in the wilderness. A whole generation was lost. They didn't enter into the promised land. And they worshipped false gods. God did all these things for them.
خداوند این همه کارها رو براشون کرد.
Great witness of miracles done through Moses.
انجام داد برای موسی.
Yet they rejected God.
اما خدا رو رد کردن.
Read verses 44 to 47.
44 to 47.
Our fathers had a tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers had came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers into the days of David, who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for God of the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house.
و خیمه شهادت با پدران ما در صحرا بود چنان که امر فرموده موسی گفت آن را مطابق نمونه ای که دیده ای بساز و آن را پدران ما یافته همراه یوشع در آوردند به تصرف امتهایی که خدا آنها را از پیش روی پدران ما بیرون افکند تا ایام داوود که در حضور خدا مورد لطف خدا واقع گشت و درخواست نموده که خود مسکنی برای خدای یعقوب پیدا نماید.
And again, we see this emphasis of God has done these things for you guys to bring you in the promised land.
Now,
I'm not sure how it says in Farsi, but in the English Bible, it says Jesus brought them into the possession.
Which verse?
That is in verse 45.
اونجا آن رو در کتاب انگلیسی میگه عیسی را پدران را ما رو یافته.
Does it say Isa? No. It say Joshua?
Yeah.
Yeah.
یوشع در
yeah, that means the same thing.
یوشعی که استفاده میکنه نام عیسی.
Yeah, in the New Testament in English.
در عهد جدید
it uses Jesus
which استفاده میشه در عهد عتیق کلمه یوشع استفاده میشه.
Yeah, and of course, in the story we know that Joshua was the one who brought them into the land.
یوشع کسی بود
که he became the leader after Moses.
قوم اسرائیل رو به سرزمین موعودشون آورد.
But I want you to read Joshua 5.
یوشع 5.
That also literally Jesus brought them into the land. Joshua 5:13-15. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, What said my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord of hosts said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. 13-15.
چون افرایم بیماری خیش را دید
Joshua 5, 13 to 15. Joshua 5, verses 13 to 15. Not Hosea. Joshua.
Yusha.
Old Testament. Old Testament.
از مایی یا از آن دشمنان ما پاسخ داد هیچ کدام من سرلشکر سردار لشکر خداوندم اکنون آمدم یوشع به روی زمین افتاد و سجده کرد.
Yeah. This is when they are about to enter the promised land. Joshua is the leader. And he comes across this man that stands there with his sword drawn. And Joshua asks him this question, are you for us or are you for enemies? And the answer is no. There was not a yes or no and a question. But then he introduced himself who he is. He says, I'm the captain of the host of the Lord. And we see and we see that Jesus, that Joshua worships this man. Yeah? And if this would have been a normal angel, the angel would say, don't worship me, worship God. Worship God only. But this man accepts the worship. And the reason is because he is Jesus Christ. This is an Old Testament appearance of Jesus Christ. And it is also that the same as we saw when God met Moses in the burning bush. Telling him, hey, take off your shoes. Where you stand is a holy place. The same has been told to Joshua here. Yeah? Because this is Jesus who literally is going to help them to enter in the promised land. Yeah. Of course, they then had a tabernacle and a temple.
Yeah.
God had given them a lot, done a lot for them. Yeah. And what did they do? Yeah, they cast out those who God appointed over them. Yeah, they disobeyed the laws that God had given them. And they were thinking, the religious leaders, that they were on the right side of history. That they had a monopoly on God. Now, read the next verses in Acts 7, 48 to 50. Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as said the prophet, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, said the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Had not my hand made all these things?
اما حضرت اعلی در خانه های مسکون و دست ها ساکن نمی شود. چنانکه نبی گفته است که خداوند می گوید آسمان من از زمین پاینداز من. چه خانه ای برای من بنا می کنید و همه محل آرامیدن من کجاست؟ مگر دست من همه این چیزها را نیافرید.
Yeah, God doesn't dwell on physical buildings. Yeah, it says the earth is his footstool.
And
of course, how are you going to build a house if the earth is the footstool of God? Yeah, but the idea, hey, God is bigger than how you perceive him to be. He's the one who made everything. Yeah? And now the punchline is going to come. Yeah? Now the history lesson is finishing. And now he's going to make an application.
Yeah?
Basically comparing them, the religious leaders, with how the people of Israel had been in the past. 51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye.
ای گردن کشان که در دل و گوش ختنه ناشده ای شما پیوسته با روح القدس مقاومت می کنید چنان که پدران شما همچنین شما.
Yeah, you're the same as your fathers.
شما مثل پدرای خودتون میگید.
Yeah, was it a good thing?
No,
they were stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hard-in ears.
میگه که اونایی که دل و گوش ختنه نشدین.
They were rejecting those God sent to them.
هر کی رو که خدا براتون فرستاده ردش میکنید.
They did not obey the laws that God has given them.
کسایی که خداوند و شریعت خداوند رو داره میشه.
They were resisting the Holy Ghost.
از روح خداوند.
Now, how did they resist the Holy Ghost? Read verses
52 and 53.
Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which should before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it.
و آنانی را کشتند که از آمدن آن عادلی که شما اینک تسلیم کنندگان و قاتلان اون شدید پیشگویی نمودند. شما که به توسط فرشتگان شریعت را یافته آن را حفظ نکردید.
How did they resist the Holy Ghost? Now, by rejecting the prophets who spoke by the Holy Ghost to them, who spoke about Jesus would come, but had rejected the rulers that were sent to him. They rejected the prophets. They had not listened. And it included the prophecy of Moses about the just one who would come, Jesus Christ. Who they had betrayed and murdered. The Bible says Jesus came to his own and his own received him not. There was no difference between the religious leaders and their forefathers who rejected the prophets.
Stephen
makes crystal clear what they had done. And what they had done to Jesus Christ. Yeah, he makes sure that they understand that they are wrong before God.
On
the wrong side of history.
Yeah,
the application is now made to them. 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth.
چون این را شنیدن دلریش شده بر روی دندانهای خود را برهم فشردن.
All was well
when
Stephen was just sharing the things they agreed with, sharing the history. Where did they get angry? When things started to hit home. When it started to be applied.
Yeah.
Now let me make an application for us.
When
people sit in church, everything is well, everything is okay.
If
you hear and you agree with what you hear, if it doesn't come too close to home. When people when it applies to them, then is when people get offended. When their sin is addressed, where their false doctrine is been taken apart. I love the preaching. It's the best.
A
few months later, everything is bad. Because the pastor brought up your pet sin. Or your pet false doctrine. And now you're going around speaking bad about everything. Now, of course, when we are challenged, we shouldn't get angry. We should fix the problem. Yeah, we should have a change of mind, align ourselves up with the truth. Yeah, kicking the falsehoods out. Now, here's what the problem is with many churches today. Many churches have this great exercise of an exposition of a sermon. Like Stephen is giving here, but I stop at verse 50.
اما آیه 50 به بعد دیگه حرف نمیزنن.
They give you all kinds of information.
همه اطلاعات رو میدن درسته؟
But it never gets personal.
اما دیگه شخصی
شد. It never gets to a place where people can be offended.
دیگه یه نفر رو ناراحت نکنیم دیگه.
Now, let's not talk about that. Because maybe people get angry.
شاید یکی عصبانی شه، یکی از ما ناراحت شه، یکی خوشش نیاد.
Now, why would people be offended?
چرا یکی چی بهش بر بخوره؟
If you tell them the truth and they're wrong.
اگه حقیقت رو بهش بگی و اون دروغ اشتباه برداشت کرده باشه تو به مشکل میخوری.
The fear is that when people are offended,
وقتی مردم ناراحت شدن,
they get angry, they cause problems and they leave.
مشکلی ایجاد میکنن و از کلیسا میرن بیرون.
You want to know our position?
میخوای شرایط کلیسای ما رو ببینی؟
I cannot care less if you get offended on my preaching.
یکی ناراحت بشه بلند چه بره بیرون.
Yeah, when I preach something and it comes close home. I hope you're not like the religious leaders who always resist the Holy Ghost. Yeah, because when you feel conviction when I preach something, understand, I'm not convicting you. That is the Holy Spirit working in your heart. God is convicting you.
Yeah?
And you better respond to that conviction with making the right changes in your life. And if you are that person that resists, don't want to,
you
have the same behavior, you're just like those religious leaders. And if you're like that, please go somewhere else to church. Go to a church that will tickle your ears.
Yeah,
go to a church that teaches your pet false doctrines. Yeah, go to a church that will not bring up your sins. Yeah, don't go sit here being offended. Yeah, you can preach 95% of the Bible and not offend anybody.
Yeah,
it's the 5% that offends. And it's the 5% that is often avoided in churches. Yeah, every priest, the whole counsel of God.
کلام خدا من میگه همه موعظه های من رو انجام بده.
Now go back to Acts 7.
عمل رسولان فصل
standing for the truth
برای حقیقتی
comes with a cost.
وقتی به ایستی مجازات خودش
55 to 60.
55 تا 60.
This is Stephen, yeah? Standing for the truth, preaching the truth.
اینجا استیفان هست که برای حقیقت ایستاده موعظه رو میکنه با حقیقت و با جرأت خودش.
But he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly into heaven. And saw the glory of verses 55 to the 16. You don't have to translate that. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out in a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down the clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried in a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
اما او از روح القدس پر بوده به سوی آسمان نگرید و جلال خدا را دید و عیسی را به دست راست خدا ایستاده و گفت اینک آسمان را گشاده و پسر انسان را به دست خدا ایستاده می‌بینم. آنگاه به صدای بلند فریاد برکشیدند و گوش‌های خود را گرفته به یک دل بر او حمله کردند و از شهر بیرون کشیده سنگسارش کردند و شاهدان جامه‌های خود را نزد پاهای جوانی که سولوس نام داشت گذاشتند و چون استیفان را سنگسار می‌کردند او دعا نموده گفت ای عیسی خداوند روح مرا بپذیر. پس زانو زده به صدای بلند ندا در داد که خداوند این گناه را بر ایشان مگذار. این را گفت و خوابید.
Yeah, they cannot deal with what Stephen is saying. They cannot deal with the truth. They're resisting the Holy Ghost. And here we see that grown men are screaming and putting the hands on their ears. So they do not hear what Stephen has to say. Yeah, and of course, they end up stoning him to death. Now, notice the Christ-like attitude that Stephen has. He's not hurling insult to them. He's not cursing them.
He's not screaming at them.
The last thing he did was praying for them. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. That's a Christ-like attitude. Because what did Jesus say on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yeah? And this is how Stephen became the first martyr in the New Testament. Now, when you look at the story, you might think, was Stephen's life a failure? He was this man filled with the Holy Ghost? He had just become one of the leaders in the church to help out. He is a great preacher. So much potential. And then he dies.
Yeah.
Life wasted. But it was not like that. Yeah, of course, God can protect who he wants to protect. But let me show you that there was a purpose also in his death. Notice again what it says in verse 58. Because there was another person present. 58. And cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul.
و از شهر بیرون کشیده سنگسارش کردند و شاهدان جامه های خود را نزد پاهای جوانی که سولوس نام داشت گذاردند.
So this whole story, all these details about,
we
have a mention of a young man. Would they throw their clothes in front of it? A man named Saul. Why mention this young man? Because this young man, that is named Saul, we also know as Paul,
who
became one of the greatest Christians ever lived.
Yeah,
he was the last apostle. He is the one who actually wrote most of the New Testament.
And
when we read the letters, most of the letters are from Paul. In the future sermons, we'll see that the book of Acts, most of it is about Paul and what he did.
Read
Acts 22 verse 20.
And this is
Paul talking. And when the blood of the martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death and kept the raiment of them that slew him.
و هنگامی که خون شهید تو استیفان را می‌ریختند من نیز ایستاده بدان قتل او رضایت دادم و جامعه های قاتلان او را نگاه می‌دارم.
Yeah, of course, from the context we know that this is Paul speaking. Yeah, that testimony that Stephen gave in words and deeds, I believe, had a great impact on Paul and the young man. Yeah, because he brings it up here.
Yeah.
Even though when these things happened, he wasn't saved yet.
Yeah,
in fact, he was working against Christians. But that's not how he ended up.
Yeah,
was the life of Stephen wasted?
No.
It was God's will for him to come home at that point in time. Yeah, leaving behind a legacy that inspired others. Yeah, to be bold, to stand for truth. And one of the greatest examples of that is Paul. So I want to close with the application from that. Yeah, when you do the hard things in life, obeying God no matter what, yeah, even in the face of death, when you are doing what is right, when you are obeying, when you are standing for the truth, not bowing down, you will be setting an example for those who come after you. And of course, parents, it holds especially for you, because you are the prime example to your children. Yeah, when you stand for what is true and what is right, it will shape them for life. Yeah, some of the things I remember from my father, for example, it shaped my life. Because I looked at my father and saw a man who had integrity, who had a choice to earn a lot of money, easy money, but he didn't take it because it was not right. In fact, he even resigned his job. Very, very well paid job.
پولی رو که خیلی درآمد زیادی داشت شده بود مدیر شرکت بزرگ کارخونه بزرگ
به خاطر
اعتقادش استفاده
کرد. ما پدرمانی
که برای بچه هامون میسازیم رو کوچیک در نظر
نمیم. Of course we should be examples for those around us, others in church.
برای کسایی که در اطرافمون هستن، کسایی که تو کلیسا هستن.
Yeah, we should be examples to those who live in the world.
برای کسایی که در دنیا زندگی.
Yeah, we are to be the light and the salt of the earth.
نور، نمک و حقیقت، نور و نمک دنیا باشیم.
Yeah, and when we set those examples, we stand for truth.
وقتی نمونه‌ها رو باشیم و برای حقیقت به هر قیمتی بایستیم.
Yeah, without you. Maybe never knowing the person.
شاید تا آخر عمرتون و حتی
Stephen never.
Stephen didn't know this Paul.
He didn't know where he was.
نمیدونست پولس تو اون جمع.
Yeah, without even knowing, you might have effect on people.
چه جوری ممکنه زندگی یه نفر رو تاثیر بذاره؟
They will do great things for God.
اون یه نفر قراره چه کارهای بزرگی برای خداوند انجام بده.
Only because you obeyed
God. چون تو اطاعت
کردی. You stood for the truth. You didn't back down.
و تو کوتاه نیومدی.
So let the example of Stephen be your example.
نمونه استیفان برای هممون نمونه باشه.
Yeah. Amen.
آمین.
آمین.